We're back with more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Bonnie North. Betty Bitens turned 91 years old this month. It's a birthday you may have missed, and you'd be forgiven if you don't recognize her name. But if you've ever eaten in the Jefferson County community of Palmyra, there's a good chance you've sampled her handiwork. For almost 70 years, Betty Bitens has been the area's unofficial potato pancake queen. Now in her 10th decade, Bitens has decided to make sure her iconic recipe remains a part of Wisconsin cuisine for years to come. Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke explains.
It's a typical afternoon in the kitchen at the Trout House, the restaurant that's part of Rushing Waters Fisheries in Palmyra. There's a lot on the winter dinner menu that executive chef Nate Chappell is preparing, things like pecan-crusted rainbow trout and blue crab mac and cheese. But right now, the attention of Chappell and the others in the kitchen is drawn towards an accompaniment.
Yeah, I always did this to get it the right size.
Consulting on this important task is Betty Bitens, for whom Betty's famous potato pancakes are named. Chappell and his team follow Betty's recipe closely, but as she looks on, there's always room for tweaking.
Maybe use a trifle more on there than I think.
Before the night is out, the Trout House will have dished out upwards of 200 potato pancakes, which requires multiplying the measurements in Betty's original recipe. But of course, Betty was also used to making large batches of pancakes in her decades of work in restaurants around Palmyra. Sitting in the Trout House's dining room, Betty shares a secret. Her iconic potato pancake recipe did not originate with her.
Well, there was a restaurant up at LaGrange on Highway 12, and it was a supper club, and I was a waitress there. And the gal that was doing the cooking had to go for an operation. And so the boss, Fred Judy was his name, I'll never forget his name. He came up to me and he said, could you take over the cooking while Irene is gone until she gets back? And I looked at him and I thought, I'm not a cook, I'm just a waitress. So I said to him, I said, if you got enough confidence in me to think that I can handle this, I says, I'll try it.
She says it was her boss's potato pancake recipe, and it took her a while to master it.
He'd come into the kitchen every Friday night, and he'd have a pancake, and he'd say like this, another pinch of salt, he'd say.
That was about 65 years ago. And Irene, the cook for whom she was filling in, got married and quit her job, meaning Betty was now a professional chef. She stayed at that first supper club for a few more years, went to work at another restaurant. Eventually, she and her husband bought a resort in Rome, Wisconsin, where she refined the recipe a bit more. Still a few years later, the couple bought the Nightcap Inn in Palmyra, owning it for a quarter century. She sold that restaurant a couple of years after her husband died, but was coaxed out of retirement to work at still another restaurant called The Fireside. Betty says she can't remember exactly when she realized people were seeking out her potato pancakes.
A lot of people ask for the recipes. Of course, I always give it to them. And then it was in the Milwaukee Sentinel a couple of times, and it was also in the Jefferson County Union, and a lot of pictures and everything that was in the paper, too, of the chefs and myself. And almost got an album of all my pictures.
So it's not technically a secret recipe, but still, while many people can follow instructions, not everyone can credibly recreate Betty's famous potato pancakes. Enter chef Nate Chappell and the evolving Trout House restaurant.
We kind of were in the R&D phase of developing the pancake that we wanted to use here at the Trout House. You know, I worked at the retail store here and on many, many weekends, and people would come through just on their way to the Nightcap because they've been going there forever. And the potato pancakes, all about the potato pancakes. Your potato pancakes have a following in Wisconsin, completely have a following.
But for the Trout House to become the official keeper of the potato pancake flame, the kitchen staff had to acquaint itself with the technique that Betty has honed over 70 years or so.
At the first place, you got to use Idaho potatoes. Idaho potato is a drier potato. And then you grind them and you put them in a sieve and you squeeze out the water as much as you can. And then you grind your potatoes and then you grind your onion, but you grind your onion separate from the potatoes, you know, in a different bowl. And then it's flour and salt and a little baking powder and eggs, and mix it all together. When I had my business, I had certain pans made. They were real thick, heavy pans, and use those for frying.
Chef Nate Chappell says more than the recipe itself, it's that technique that Betty has imbued that is the key to the potato pancake legacy and his philosophy in general.
The method is the most important part, and I tell people that all the time. People ask me, you know, well, how long do you put it in the oven for? Well, you put it in there until it's done. You do it until it's done the right way. And that's what, you know, we're all up against as chefs and cooks is, you know, doing it the right way, the right method.
Still, at the end of the process is what it tastes like. And Betty and her latest protege agree that the ideal potato pancake is browned, crispy, and not overly greasy. But in the Trout House's kitchen, to get to that point also requires patience. If there's anything 70 years of frying have taught Betty Bitenz, you can't rush a potato pancake. For Lake Effect, I'm Mitch Tyke in Palmyra.
Yeah, they look good.
Yep.
Yeah.
You'll find pictures and a link to more about Betty Bitenz and her potato pancake legacy from WUWM.com/lakeeffect.